Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
When the cost of groceries just keep going up, you're always trying to look for budget-friendly ideas and things you can do. And of course, you know that you're supposed to buy fresh fruits and vegetables, but those frozen veggies are so much cheaper. Is there a delicious way to prepare them? Chef Plum from the Food Network, he's the host of Restaurant Road Trip. You can find him online at chefplum.com. Plum, what's the deal with these frozen veggies? How do I make them so they're good?
I mean, you really give me tough questions. This is a tough one for me to follow. Years ago when I won Guy's Grocery Games, one of the things was we had to have a 5-ingredient stir fry. And everybody was going for the frozen vegetables. And I went and grabbed a bag of frozen vegetables because I was thinking, how can you get the most? We can only have 5 ingredients. This one ingredient has a bunch of things in it. Let me use that. But I saw everybody else doing it. And the more and more I thought about it, I realized how much that wasn't going to work. So I put it back in the freezer section and went and grabbed some fresh vegetables and made it easier. Just use some broccoli rabe. Fresh vegetables are obviously so much better.
Time out. Did you win?
Yeah, I won.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't remember if you won or not.
Yeah, I won the whole show.
Oh, what?
Of course I did. You think I'm going to compete and not win?
I forgot.
You're not going to win. What's the point?
It was a while ago.
It was.
All
I
right.
was much younger, but
yeah.
It was. I won. It was great.
What did Guy Fieri say?
He said, Chef Plum, the smart guy who didn't use the frozen vegetables.
Oh, right. Okay, so you won all that. Go ahead.
Let's say you have to use them, okay?
Yeah.
You want to put them in applications where it makes the most sense, right? For me, that means putting them into something. I don't want to serve them as the side dish, right? So if I'm going to have, for instance, let's say frozen corn, right? That works great on some things, but just saute it up a little bit of butter. So when you say frozen vegetables, I think of those like mixed packages of frozen vegetables, but we sell everything frozen these days. So get them individually, you know? I stay away from the things like frozen broccoli, frozen cauliflower. It's gross. And when you cook it, it starts to break apart and be just a big mush. Here's why. Because when you go to saute that in a pan, what's happening is that moisture that's still in there, the ice that kept it cold, that's frozen inside that broccoli, starts to steam, right? Because it's turning back, it's melting and steaming. You'll never get a good hard sear or anything because there's too much liquid in the pan. So we have to think of applications that we can use that in. Putting it into something, make a baked lasagna, throw some frozen vegetables in that because then it can cook and be worked into everything. You know, you want to make like a great egg roll. Anna's looking at me like, I'm not making egg rolls.
I'm making egg rolls all the time.
We see your nickname, Culinary Anna. We got you.
Yeah.
But no, add those frozen vegetables to something. Don't just use them as your side dish. And also look at the individually frozen things, such as the frozen corn, the frozen peas. Those things work fantastic. Stay away from the frozen broccoli, the frozen cauliflower.
I like the idea that to incorporate it into other things and not making it the side dish. Because I think a lot of times you buy the frozen string beans or whatever you buy frozen. And like you just immediately think, okay, I'm going to put this in the microwave and it becomes on the side of my chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that means you don't love the people you're serving. You got to make it delicious, right? And if you're going to take something frozen, you got to add some flavor to it. So don't be afraid to put a nice pinch of salt, a little bit of butter, and you know, as we say in the kitchen, church it up a little bit. Add a little seasoning powder to it. Find some chili flakes, something like that to add to it. Just add a little more pop to it.
Okay, adding more pop to it. What's the one seasoning in your pantry right now that people would be surprised that's there and you use?
Oh, great. Oh, wow. That's a great one. Garlic powder.
Garlic powder?
Mm-hmm.
You yelled at me for using the jars of garlic, but you use garlic powder. Isn't that the same kind of cheating?
So it depends. If I don't want the garlic to burn, I want to work it into a sauce. I want to work it into a rub of some sort. Using fresh garlic will burn very quickly.
Okay. Chef Plum, you can find him online at chefplum.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? they're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.